It's that time of year when proud graduates will walk across the stage to accept their diplomas. But as WUSF's Michael S. Butler reports, a graduation ceremony took place recently that was like no other.
It's graduation week, and there's a buzz of anticipation in the air at Eckerd College. The ceremony is just about to begin, and members of this class are too excited to sit or speak. But this is not your normal graduating class. You see, this is the Eckerd College Pet Life 3rd Annual Pet Graduation Ceremony, where the pets of graduating seniors march to receive their own university certificates.
Next, we have Amy Del Palma with Marley the dog.
About 25 students and their pets took part in this year's ceremony. William Clements has one of those job titles that may make you a little envious. He works as the director for pet life at Eckerd College.
We have pet graduation, so these are all of our graduating seniors with pets. I think we have some snakes, guinea pigs, cats, dogs, who are all just here to celebrate, knowing that they've been here for 4 years and this is their time to shine too.
Claire Pfeiffer said the college's pet policy made her decision to enroll here easier. She brought her pet ferret Albert along for her college years, and as we spoke, she was stroking his face and keeping him calm.
It's meant a lot. He was one of the reasons that I decided to come to Eckerd, because I wanted to have him with me.
Eckerd College was one of the first in the country to allow students to keep pets in their dorms through their college years. They started this program in 1973. This year's event was held in, where else, Fox Hall. Notes of pomp and circumstance swell, and the procession begins. Tails wag, wings flap, and toenails click on the terrazzo floors. Most graduates are sporting some very tentatively attached tiny mortar boards as they approach the stage. Like most ceremonies, this one starts with an invocation from Reverend Elizabeth Shannon.
And so on this day, we give particular thanks for our critters, for their calming presence and their heartfelt cuddles, for the ways they help us procrastinate and the ways they are our families away from home.
Then the roll call begins, and it's time to honor some very good dogs.
Kara Brown with Griffin the dog.
And cats.
Selena Bocelli, Simon the cat.
And other types of pets.
We have Ryan Dragani with Nico the corn snake.
One by one, they join College President Donald Eastman III on stage to receive their graduation certificates. Kelly Ennis had one of the more unusual pets this year, one that she said she found when she was very young.
This is Patrick. He's a Pekin duck. He was inside of a dumpster, and then I convinced my mom to let me keep him and the school. And I've always actually wanted a duck ever since I was little, and it came true. I found him.
For any non-pet lovers who find all of this maybe a little silly and self-indulgent, well, consider this. In a study by the American College Health Association, Florida International University students said stress, anxiety, work, and sleep difficulties were affecting their academic performance. And in multiple studies, pet ownership has been shown to reduce blood pressure, anxiety, and even help patients recover from illnesses like heart disease. So the Eckerd program can be a welcome diversion for overwhelmed students. Again, Director of Pet Life, William Clements.
You know, you come home from a long day of classes and you just have a dog to hold at the end of the day. A lot of students talk about having something to care about as well, like they have something that they need to take care of, and it gives them a little bit more responsibility.
Unlike their human counterparts, these graduates won't worry about the state of the job market, and they will proudly move back in with their families immediately following the ceremony. And this ceremony for pets will continue next year at Eckerd College, but not for these graduates. Now it's time for them to walk, waddle, slither, and scurry confidently into their futures. Michael S. Butler, WUSF, 89.7 News.
And I'm looking at some photographs right now on our website. Claire and her ferret. There's Kara with her dog. And, oh, Kelly with that duck. All on our website, WUSFnews.org.